The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. A new program promoting regenerative agriculture. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. USDA is rolling out a new pilot program and new funding focused on regenerative agriculture.
Regenerative agriculture is truly any production system that minimizes environmental impacts, maximizes production, and increases the productivity of soil over time.
And that's Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Last week, USDA launched a $700 million regenerative pilot program to help America's farmers adopt practices that improve soil health, enhance water quality, and boost long-term productivity, all while strengthening America's food, fuel, and fiber supply.
Through this program, USDA acknowledges that farmers have long practiced regenerative agriculture on their farms, both through federal conservation programs and on their own. We are certainly still digging into the details of this new initiative, and we are looking forward to making sure that it is administered in a way that is workable.
He says that USDA's new initiative will apply to two programs that many farmers already participate in,
including the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP, and the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, and it dedicates $400 million to EQIP and $300 million to CSP to fund regenerative agriculture projects that improve soil health, embrace water quality, and boost long-term productivity for farmers.
If you're a farmer and you're interested in the program, you can apply through your local NRCS Service Center. I'm CJ Miller.
It's a known fact that some seed companies appreciate your business so much that they have you sign a contract to lock in your orders for years. In other words, you're stuck with them. Seed Genetics Direct doesn't waste paper on contracts. To show their appreciation, Seed Genetics Direct does things like sell seed at a fair price, shake your hand and say thank you. Do business once with Seed Genetics Direct and you'll want to buy from them over and over again. Value knowledge, performance, and no contracts. It's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Attention farmers, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and their premium equipment is heading to Purple Wave's December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. This retirement auction features well-maintained machinery that's been part of a successful farming operation with equipment located in Osage, Iowa. Everything sells. Absolute no reserve to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com for details. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Bitter cold air trying to work its way out of Michigan here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Complicating things a little bit is a decent northwest flow, which is still continuing to bring a lot of cloud cover in over northern parts of lower Michigan, the eastern UP, and even the Thumb. I think that dissipates as we head towards sunset. And the good news is we are on the backside of the Arctic high, so south flow will develop overnight tonight. That means we should see improving weather conditions tomorrow. Today, definitely not quite as cold as yesterday, but I'm not sure we can see the best sunshine potential in all areas today. Better sunshine potential tomorrow. Much warmer for tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. As a matter of fact, by the time we get into Thursday, temperatures in southern lower Michigan will be pushing up into the lower 40s. Central Michigan in the upper 30s, near 40 degrees. So significant snow melt can be happening in southern parts of the state. Don't worry, you peers. I don't think you lose a lot of snow here over the next few days. We see another round of cool air trying to come down into areas of the UP later Wednesday afternoon and Thursday. Another mild surge on Thursday night into Friday, and that's ahead of a warm front that comes across the entirety of the Great Lakes. Rain and potentially some wet snow, but a large amount of rain in lower Michigan, anywhere from a tenth to three quarters of an inch. Coverage at 100% of the state. Cold air wraps in behind, and this is brutal Arctic cold air. Reminds me of probably what we see here today or even back into yesterday over northern parts of the state. And then we see lake effect linger through Friday into early Saturday. Another round of moisture coming through Saturday night, Sunday. And then we are dry for a large part of the remaining weekend, so Sunday afternoon, through all of next week. Significant warming surge coming again closer to Christmas. I do believe there's a chance for a white Christmas in parts of Michigan, but southern lower Michigan, not one of them. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year right now with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health this fall for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
As we look back at Friday's grain markets, we check in now with Andy Eubank and our good buddy Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade Friday afternoon.
Markets lower throughout much of the trading session, just a little down, Brian, in the grains, but the soybean futures market led lower, so we saw probably some profit taking and some long liquidation going into the weekend, and it was a pretty significant sell-off. Any particular reason why?
I think we're seeing some long liquidation, as you said a moment ago, in beans. We've seen a delayed release of commitment to traders reports, and those show that as of mid to late November, the speculative sector as such had a significant long position in beans. And with the improvement in the weather that we've seen in Brazil the last 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen a dramatic improvement in rainfall totals across previously dry areas. And the combination of the improvement in the weather in Brazil and the liquidation, it's just been too much for the bean market to hold up, and we've seen quite a sell-off, as you said.
We did see some gains in the bean market earlier in the week, and we also have seen, really it seems, a resumption of daily flash sales of soybeans, not only to China but elsewhere as well.
We have, and I think that there are some growing indications that perhaps the 12 million ton eventually objective of selling beans to China will be reached. It may not be reached by the end of the year. It may be pushed back a few months, but it does look like eventually we'll get pretty close to that number. And it's needed because the soybean export sales reports that we're seeing, again, from the USDA are showing that we don't have enough demand to meet the USDA forecast without those Chinese sales.
Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, March corn down 5 3/4 at 440 3/4. May corn 5 1/4 lower at 449. January soybeans dropping 16 3/4 to 1076 3/4. March beans 16 cents lower at 1086 3/4. And March wheat down 4 1/4 to 529 1/4. February live cattle falling $1.40 Friday to $229.55, but February lean hogs gaining 35 cents at $84.52. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.